Okay, good morning, everybody. First of all, let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried to put all the logos of Microsoft products in one single slide? They simply don't fit because they are so many. It is something like being in a pub and looking at all the bottles behind the barman. And like a barman who invents new cocktail and new recipes, we pick it up just some Microsoft coolest technologies and we mix them together. So welcome to our new technology cocktail session. My name is Luca Bruschi and I'm a device and mobility SP in Italy, where I joined Microsoft in 2006. In my role, I'm responsible for the technical sales of anything concerning Windows devices, enterprise mobility scenario, management, security, and virtualization solutions.
Good morning to everybody. First of all, thank you to be here. My name is Antonio Marinelli. I've been working in Microsoft for almost 10 years. I'm technical solution professional for the business productivity. In the previous role, I worked also in Microsoft Services, where I've been involved in a lot of SharePoint projects.
Before starting, we have also a disclaimer slide. For those of you who are here because you just read the first part of the title, The New Cocktail, we are very, very sorry. We are not going to give you any cocktail today here. Very sorry. And I would say also unfortunately. We designed this session with two main objectives in our mind. The first one is related to the new digital era, which is the one we are living in. And today, everybody expects to interact with technology in a very user-friendly manner. For example, my two kids expect that every device is a touch one, even a TV, and I can find fingerprints on the screen every day. And today, we are going to share with you a new technology that brings this expectation even farther. And the second objective is to show you how we can integrate many things from Windows devices to cloud services to provide you and your end user with a unique and innovative experience across devices. So you decided to spend here more than 1 hour. So which is the return on investment of your time? First of all, we are going to give you one solution which is composed of several technologies. And you could decide to apply the whole solution or just pieces of technology to your specific scenarios, even if you are not in the retail industry specifically. Second, we will learn, and this is very important, how we can make more business together. And last but not least, we are a bunch of technologies which are ready to use today and could be implemented today in a very easy and a very quick way, at least in a pilot environment. But what is our idea? We started from Microsoft's strategy in a mobile-first, cloud-first world, and we tried to figure out which is a new idea, a new way how to integrate Windows devices and many cloud services and make a new way to interact with them in a very new way. So we envisioned a retail stores scenario and specifically a sports store scenario. And every time we talk about that in Italy to our colleagues, the first feedback is, wow, it's a cool solution. But immediately after, they start to suggest us an implementation of new technology. They say, okay, why not using also iBeacons, facial recognition, eye scanning? Our answer is, okay, everything is very good and we could implement it, but today we want to stick to a basic principle, which is keep calm and make it simple. And we will see that our solution really stuck to this principle. So from the idea to the implementation, this is the flow of our solution and our demo that we will see at the end of the presentation. And actually, you have to imagine that you're going to a store and you want to see a new way of interacting with the store. And the scenario actually starts before entering the store because you are in the car, you're approaching the store, and the first thing you have to do is to find a parking. And believe me, in Rome, it's a very big, big issue. So we develop an application, the store application, that allows you to talk to the application and to get information from them. So we will ask the application, where is the first available parking near me and she find for me. And so we can ask also other questions. We will see in the demo. We can ask also, for example, where is the store catalog? Where is the wall? Where the store catalog is projected? And the application will guide us to that. And when we enter to the store, we will find a big wall with a catalog projecting on it. And we can interact with the catalog in a very user-friendly way with our hands, thanks to Kinect, and we will see it later on. Then through our mobile application, we can scan all the products we are interested in. And as soon as we scan the product through the QR code scanning capability, a notification is sent. And it is sent to the clerk application because the clerk in the store has a Windows 8 tablet with an application on it. It gets the application, the notification, and the notification includes many information like a GPS location, for example. And after that, we decided to implement also a kind of interaction because we are in 2014, but we believe that human interaction is very important. So we foresee that the clerk approaches the customer passes through NFC all the choices you made to the application so that the customer, the clerk can make also some upsell. For example, if I'm buying a pair of shoes, the clerk can also buy me some shirt or some ball to play basketball, for example. And then there is the payment itself. And at this stage, we didn't implement the payment, but it could be very, very quick, very, very fast through NFC. Take into consideration that many operators in Italy are implementing NFC in their technologies. And then we move to the store manager perspective, because as soon as the transaction is finalized, all the data are sent to Office 365, to SharePoint Online, and the store manager can analyze real-time and in very interactive way all the data through the PowerView capability. And after that, we imagine that there is a PowerPoint and the manager of the store manager, so the big boss of the store chain, has to make a presentation to his board. And he wants to make a very effective presentation. And we will show you how we can do that. So we started talking about cocktail. Let's see which is the first ingredient of our cocktail. I'm pretty sure that most of you knows Kinect very well. But how many of you are aware of Ubi Interactive Software? Whoa, just one or two. So for the others, the good news is that you are in the right session because we are going to talk about this great solution very well. And let's start with the video. It's cool, isn't it? And Ubi was set up in Munich in 2011. And the years later, it was selected by Microsoft as one of 11 most promising companies in the world. And from that moment, they moved from Munich to Seattle. And today, they are developing very closely to our developer. And I love a statement there is on their website, which is this one, because it's really like a magic, because they transform any surface in a touch screen, any surface, in a very easy way. They need just a few things. First of all, they need a surface, of course. It could be a wall, it could be a table, it could be whatever your imagination can think about. And then we need a Kinect, of course, and we need a projector, which could be a front one or a rear one. Today, the solution is developed for Kinect for Windows and Kinect for Xbox version 1. But they are releasing the version 2. It's currently in beta for Kinect V2. And we will talk about that in a few minutes. The third element we need is a device, a Windows 8 device with Ubi Interactive software on it. And the very good thing is that you don't have to develop an application specifically for Kinect, but every Windows 8 and every application for Windows 8 will run with this technology. And I'm going to show you how. But before that, I want to mention also that it can scale up to 120 inches, which is very big. And I tried to figure out how big was it, and I did some calculations. So if you're familiar with Surface Pro 3, it's like putting 9 Surface Pro 3 in the horizontal line and 7.5 in the vertical one. So it's a very big screen. But let me show you how it works. Okay. So here we have our projector, which could be a Pico projector, and it is not a Pico projector. We brought it from Rome, so it's pretty big, I know. We have Kinect over there, and we have my tablet or Surface with the Windows 8. So what we can do here? Okay, I have Windows 8, and I transformed this whiteboard in a touch screen, and it could be also a big wall. So it could be whatever. I can go here and I can interact with my Windows 8 in a very user-friendly manner. I can also make some zoom in, zoom out. I can also open applications. So if I open application here, for example, I have PhotoSynth here, and I can see the Colosseum in Rome. I can navigate through the Colosseum in a very user-friendly manner. So every application written for Windows 8 can be a touch one on a big screen and whatever you want. It's very good. And actually, this is the first way to interact with this technology. And we have actually a second way, which is this pen here. So Antonio, can you switch to the pen? And we can easily switch to the pen environment. Okay, Ubi on the right. Very good. Just switch to the pen. Okay, and now I can interact with the pen, with a special pen from Ubi. For example, I can use every application that supports the pen input. OneNote, for example. I can go here. I can select the draw input because, of course, this surface has not any Wacom driver, so it doesn't recognize the pen automatically. So I need to select the draw input. And at this point, it's a big whiteboard, and I can write on it very easily. And it's very, very responsive, you see? We are in Spain, and we say, hola. Okay, and imagine if you can apply this scenario also to some education client, so that they can have a big whiteboard where to make some drawing and teach, or also in the control room where you have to design some strategies, some tactics. You have a big screen and you can write on it in a very user-friendly manner. Okay, let's switch back to the presentation. Okay. And this is Kinect and Ubi Interactive version 1. And as you can see here, there is a Kinect who's looking at the wall. So it's pretty different from developing an application for Kinect. And today, Ubi Interactive is developing the version 2 for Kinect V2. And this summer, we were in Seattle, and we had the opportunity to meet the CEO of Ubi Interactive, who showed us the version 2. And it's really a jump into the future, because it's like being Minority Report movie. I don't know if you remind it, but there was Tom Cruise just moving the hands in front of a surface, and it's the same. And let's see this video. Yeah. Okay, the second ingredient of our cocktail is Windows Phone 8.1. In this session, we're not going to deep dive into the operating system itself, but we want to show you the features of Windows Phone we use in our solution. And the first one is the QR code scanning capability. So let's stop for a while and let you just scan this code with your mobile phone, because we set up a contest. So if you scan this code, and if you're not able to scan, just read over there the website, you will be directed to a website. You have to log in with your email and with this password, BARC14. And at that point, you will have three questions. We will provide you the answers to these questions during the presentation. And the first 8 people who respond correctly will win a prize. This one. It's not the spider, not the skeleton, but the yellow boxes, okay? And it's a cool gadget. So stay focused on the question and answers. The second capability we use is the integration with the notification services. We say that when I scan the products in a store, I will send a notification to Azure, and a notification will be sent to the clerk application. And the notification will include also the GPS location, so that the clerk knows if there is a customer in his store. And currently, we implemented just the integration with the GPS location, but of course, in the future, we could implement also the integration with iBeacons, for instance, in order to guide our customer inside the store. Very good for marketing. Another element is the speech recognition. We talked a little bit just in the beginning. We will see a demo in the final demo, and it's really great because we can talk to our application and we can get answered back in a very natural way. It's really, really cool. We integrated also another couple of technologies. First, the Microsoft Translator services, because inside the application, we embedded also the Microsoft Translator. Imagine you are abroad and you are in a store and you want to ask for something to a clerk, and you don't know the language very well. So here you can write the question, you can click on Translate, you can get back the answer, and you can also listen through the text-to-speech capability how you can pronounce correctly the sentence. And it's very good as well. And then we have also integration with NFC. We say that we want an interaction between human beings, and we will implement it. Okay.
So the next ingredient is Microsoft Azure. It's a very big ingredient for our cocktail, you know. At the very beginning, to build our solution, we decided to develop some applications. And then we decided also to use Microsoft Azure, because Azure helped us to integrate some very nice features into these applications. For that reason, we use a lot of Azure services. For example, we use Azure websites. We use the SQL Azure, of course, a lot of mobile services, Bitstock services, Azure Storage, and many, many more. But today, we want to put in evidence just the mobile services. So what are mobile services? Mobile services provide a very, very powerful, a very scalable backend where you can run your custom logic, your custom code in the cloud. Basically, with mobile services, you can manage the data in the cloud's database. But as we will see in a very quick demo in a few minutes, you could use also your on-premise environment, your on-premise database with the mobile services, just using a hybrid connection. It's a very powerful feature. In addition, you could use the mobile services to push notifications to million devices. And lastly, you could use mobile services to create your custom authentication provider. Imagine if you want to integrate, for example, the Facebook login to your business application, so you could use mobile services a very, very easy way. There is a lot of documentation about that. Okay, now let's see the mobile services in action. But before that, I want to spend just 2 minutes to explain how is the flow of this very small demo. So here you can see the typical anywhere access to the corporate data. So it means now if you want to use your on-premise information, your on-premise data with your external application, which is typically a mobile application, you must expose a service in the internet from your corporate network. And this service gets the request from the application. The request goes to the database layer, and then the request goes back to the application layer. So for sure you have to secure this way, and then typically you have to configure a VPN in your DMZ. But now with Azure, this paradigm could be completely changed. Because now your request from your application, any kind of application, can contact directly the Azure and not your environment anymore. And then the request goes down in your on-premise environment just using an HTTPS channel. And then the request goes back to the application layer. For the security perspective, you have a different layer of this of security. First of all, every request has to provide an application key. Without this application key, Azure rejects the request. And then, for sure, you have to implement the real authentication approach, just using one of these five identity providers. So you could use the Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft account, Azure Active Directory, or if you want, you can create your custom identity provider. It's very easy. Okay, so let's see the mobile services in action. But before that, you don't that with your bicycle could be dangerous.
And it's gadget time. Oh, here we are. Thanks to our partner for the stick. One more.
Okay. So this is a virtual machine installed in my laptop. So keep in mind, in my laptop. In this virtual machine, I installed also a SQL Server database where I have a couple of tables. Mi serve il telefono. And I want to use these two records in my Windows phone devices. Yeah, just a second. So, I already developed an application, a Windows phone application. And let's launch it. Okay, now when I click in the refresh button, the application is contacting Microsoft Azure, my mobile service, and then the request goes down in my laptop. Get two records and display in the application layer. So I can also write back something in my database environment. It's a very simple application, but you know you could also write a more complex application, for example, like this, to display the sales trend. And as I already said, you can also change the data from the mobile application to the database, to your on-premise database, like this. Here we go. So please believe me, if you want to recreate this kind of scenario, you can spend just 5 minutes. And now I want to show you how. First of all, you have to go in the Azure portal, and you have to create a new BitStalk service. When you create a new BitStalk service, you have to specify in the hybrid connection settings a new hybrid connection. Like this, for example. So in the hybrid connection settings, you have to indicate just the name, which is the host name of your on-premise server, on-premise machine, and the port number, which is the number where your database is listening to. In this case, it's 1433, which is the port of the SQL Server. But in case if you want to use, for example, another database, you can just change this port. It's very easy. After that, you have to move in your mobile services environment. And then, in your mobile service, you have to go in the configure section. And here, you have to create, you had the hybrid connection that you just created in the Bitstock service. After that, you have to indicate the connection string, which is the connection string that the request used to point to go directly to the database environment. So actually, I forget a very important thing. In the Bitstock service, when he created the Bitstock service and when he created the hybrid connection, you have to install in your on-premise environment a very small tool called the Hybrid Connection Manager, just clicking in the on-premise setup button. This tool creates a new Windows service in your environment. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know. This one, Azure, is called Azure Hybrid Connection Manager. Azure Hybrid Connection Manager Services. This is the service which provides the connection between your on-premise environment and the Azure mobile services. So it's very, very easy. It's super easy. 5 minutes, you can recreate this kind of scenario. Bye, Luca.
Okay. Very good. Very good demo. So, the next ingredient of our cocktail is, of course, Windows 8.1. We talk a lot about devices. And in our solution, we've foreseen a plethora of devices. First of all, we've foreseen one PC for the store manager and one tablet for each clerk, one Windows 8 tablet. But why we had to use Windows 8 and not another kind of tablet in the store? First of all, because Windows 8 allows a full management story for the administrators and for you. And this management story starts from the OS deployment, because your companies can have just one single image to deploy to the headquarter, for instance, and to the store. So one single image, hardware independent, to deploy to PC, laptop, tablet, and whatever. And this is just the beginning of the story. Second, we had to distribute application to our devices. And I was at a customer site recently, and they decided to adopt Windows 8 tablet Surface in the store. And they asked me about a solution to distribute application, line of business application and public store application. And the solution is the company portal, because you can manage, you can make the OS deployment, you can make a sort of distribution through Configuration Manager and Windows Intune, which are our two solutions for the device management, so that you can create one portal and you can distribute line of business application and deep link to the application which are in this public store very easily and very securely. And another element why we need Windows 8 is because we want to secure this tablet. Because probably in the tablet and in the PC in the stores, there could be many sensitive information about their customer, for example. And we don't want this information be leaked in any way, because we lost the tablet, it is stolen, and whatever. So we can put security on them. And we envision just a couple of security features. And I repeat, two security features, which is BitLocker and AppLocker. The first one, BitLocker, allows you to encrypt every volumes which are in a hard drive of the devices. You can do that through group policy from the central perspective during the OS deployment, so it's very flexible, and you can encrypt them with a very strong algorithm. And the second one is AppLocker. You can create whitelist or blacklist of application that can run or cannot run on the devices. So you can lock down the devices from application perspective, and we will see it in a demo in a minute. We actually envisioned also another scenario, which is more specific, but is very useful in some situations, which is the old kiosk mode. In the past, we talked about the kiosk mode. Today, with Windows 8.1, we talk about assigned access, which is a feature that allows you to assign one application to one user, and that user will be able to use only that application. It could not interact with any other application and with any other part of the operating system. And we will see it in a demo also in a few minutes. We envisioned also the implementation of MDOP, which is Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack, a suite of several products, and one of these products is Diagnostic and Recovery Toolset. The acronym is DART. We are very strong in acronyms in Microsoft. And this tool is the evolution of ERD Commander, and allows you to recover machine. We cannot run Windows anymore for any problem they have. And we will see it as well in a few minutes. Then we have foreseen also our integration with the cloud system, so Azure, mobile services, Office 365, SharePoint Online, so a lot of things from the cloud perspective. We integrated also the solution with the hardware, so with the NFC capability. And last but not least, on Windows 8.1, we have a full installation of Excel. And through the full installation of Excel, you can use a full Excel with PowerView. And the store manager with PowerView can make real data analysis in a very interactive way. And we will see it in a final demo. But now, let's see how we can configure the tablet from the secure perspective, and how we can recover when we have a problem. Okay, so let's imagine this is the tablet of the clerk. And how many of you are a fan of Big Bang Theory? Just a lot. Very good. I'm a big, big fan, actually. So I'm logging on with Sheldon account. Okay, now I'm on the Sheldon tablet, and my administrator has set up AppLocker. So I have a set of policies that allow me to run just some application and some specific version of the application. For example, if I run 7-zip 9.20, okay, it runs. But if I want to run the previous version, I get this message. And this is the same message you got outside on the PC over here. And if you try to make something different from what was allowed, you got this message here. And it's very strict policy. If you try to do something else, you are not able to do that. And it works also with the modern application. So if I run, for instance, Photos, I got the same message. But if I run the travel application, which is one of those allowed, I can run it. So it's very strong. AppLocker is a very strong policy. Then what I want to show you is the assigned access feature. So let's imagine I want to assign to Penny, the other user, just one application. And I can do that through group policy, but also through script. And I want to show you through the PowerShell script how can I do that. First of all, I had to get the actual name of the application. So of the travel application, okay. So this is Microsoft Bing Travel. And then I have to assign this application Okay, with this up name to Penny, so username Penny. Now the system is assigned just this single application to Penny. And if we want to see if it has been assigned correctly, we can see here that Bing Travel has been assigned to Penny. But what is the experience of Penny? So let's log on with Penny. And here, Penny will have just the travel application, no other application. And she will run just that. She is not able to play with anything inside the PC. It will have just the travel application. And you can see here, if I go on the corner, on the side, I don't have any bar, anything. Just this application. So I have, in this way, with a simple script, I have locked down the PC very, very easily. Now, let's move to Sheldon Beck. Okay. Now, let's imagine that our great geek, Sheldon, has just bought a new camera. And he wants to plug this new camera to his tablet. Because, you know, today we are in the consumerization of IT era. So the company PC probably will be used also for personal purposes. And what happens when I connect something to my PC? It could be run correctly, or if I'm not very strong from a technology perspective, I could make also some damage, like this one. So I can get some stuff like this one. And what happens? Sheldon is in Pasadena, and the help desk is here in Barcelona. So the first thing he has to do is to call the help desk and to ask, what can I do now? My Windows is not running anymore. And the help desk could tell him, okay, just run with the dual boot. And the dual boot is a recovery environment which can be a dual boot in his machine on a USB stick external on a CD and also network boot. So he can decide, we as an administrator, I can have several options. In this case, it's just an ISO file connected to my machine. So I'm still Sheldon in Pasadena and I'm starting up a recovery environment, the diagnostic and recovery toolset. It's starting, and how many of you used the ERD commander in the past? Just a few. Very good. It's a big evolution. So you're not asking me if I want network connectivity, and I want it. I can choose my keyboard. I can have a troubleshoot. And here, I had to click Microsoft Diagnostic Recovery Toolset. Remember, this laptop, this tablet, was secured with BitLocker. So the recovery environment recognized that there is a BitLocker partition. And now, I had to fill in with a recovery password. If I have another machine, I can have a self-service portal to get access to recovery password. So it's very easy as well. Now it's unlocking, and it will show up the partition of this machine. Okay, and now I have all the tool of a diagnostic and recovery toolset. But as an administrator, I provide Sheldon just a few options, because if Sheldon goes to the registry editor, he cannot click here. He just can click on remote connection. And here, I wear the hat of the help desk, I open my console, and I fill in with the ticket number. Remember, I'm still in Barcelona. Then the IP address and the port, which is customizable. I click connect, and now, from Barcelona, I have access to the PC in Pasadena remotely. So I can get access to the PC of Sheldon, which could not run Windows anymore. I can make troubleshooting. And for example, I can go to computer management and to see what is going on, if there is some driver, something wrong over there, without any offsite. So imagine how can be cheaper than sending someone offsite to make some troubleshooting. So it's a very, very good solution.
Okay. So as Luca said before, we use also Office 365. And in particular, we use a SharePoint Online to receive all sales transactions. And because we are in the SharePoint environment, you know, we could use every SharePoint feature, for example, the mail alerting, for example, the workflows, or BCS if we want to integrate with other systems. But of course, we want to use the business intelligence environment. And that, and in fact, we provide our management to navigate through the data in a new interactive way, just using the PowerShell. The Power View report. Very, very cool. So here we go.
So now we went through all the ingredients and just shake them up, and we get the final cocktail. Maybe okay. We have the cocktail. This is the full demo. We left this slide just for you, because when you will download the PowerPoint, you will have the full demo with some text inside, so you can remember better the full demo. But let's see the demo in action. Yes. This one.
Okay.
Okay.
Now imagine I have the customer. I want to buy something in my favorite store, Conto Sport store, and then I want to go in the store, and before approaching the store, I have to searching for the parking. So I can use my mobile application to interact with a voice assistant, because, you know, I'm driving in the car.
Hello, Antonio. What can I do for you?
I'm searching for the parking, please.
You are lucky. Going straight, you will find a parking in 300.
Very good, very good. Or, for example, I can ask,
Hello, Antonio,
where is the
what
catalog?
Can I do for you?
So, where is the catalog?
Oh,
yeah. I'm searching for the catalog, please.
Please, can you repeat your
Come
answer?
On. Catalog. I'm searching for the catalog.
The wall catalog okay. is projected in second floor, in front of the stairs. Here the map.
Very good, very good. Or, for example,
Hello,
I can
Antonio.
Also
what
search
can I
for
do
that.
For you?
I'm sorry. I have a cold.
Antonio, there is a pharmacy in 300 meters.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I want to tell you that I love you.
Antonio, what can I do for you?
I love you. Do you want to marry me?
Antonio, you are already married. And then I will send an email to your wife.
Okay. No, it's just a joke. Okay, so for you.
So now let's imagine I've entered in the store, and just a second, and I want you to proceed with the catalog to buy something. So I will change just here. Okay. Because the mobile application. Yeah. The mobile application can recognize me, so. Oh, okay.
Just a second.
Okay. Okay. So now I'm in front of the catalog. I got to the wall thanks to my mobile app, and I find the catalog, and I have two options. I can enter as a guest or log in with my authenticated user. But let's start with a guest, for example. I go here, I click basketball because I'm a basketball fan. And for example, I want to go through the clothing. And I can see the LeBron James shirt. I'm not a fan of LeBron, so it's very expensive. I don't want to buy it. But for example, I prefer Marco Bellinelli because He's the first Italian guy who won the NBA championship, so I want to get this one. But I can browse the catalog in several ways. Okay, let's see if I log off. Okay, and now what happens if I log on with this with the wall? And we have the problem because usually I don't want to put my password in a big wall in front of other people. So how can I log on to some kind of application? And we figure out a new way to log on. So I go here. Okay, I have the scan. I have the wall authentication capability. And now the application is sending to Windows Azure, to Microsoft Azure, my credential, which are here, and the credential of the store. We were in the QR code. So now I am here clearly. I'm here. I'm there. So I can go inside the application. And I can go to the basketball. I can go to the shirt. Okay, and I can find that there is an offer, a special offer for me. So now I want to buy the LeBron James shirt. And I have my QR code scanning capability. Okay, and I got the product. And for example, as I said before, I want to buy also this one because it's Marco Bellinelli, and I want this one as well. So I got two products here. So the clerk probably is going to approach me, and I want to ask him about a discount. But how can I ask for a discount to the clerk? I type in the question, I click on translate, I get the question back, and I can read it.
Good morning. I might get a discount on this product.
So it's very, very easy. And at this point, let's see what happens from the clerk perspective. So if I scan a new product here, okay, this one. Yes.
Okay, this is the application of the clerk. And when the customer is scanning a product, as you are seeing here, a toast notification appear in the application. So the clerk can have under control what happened in his store. And after he could see also other information, for example, where exactly is the customer, just using the GPS information. And as we are seeing, the customer is in the roof, you know. Okay, so okay. Now finally, I can approach the customer. And then I can also convince, because I am, you know, I am the best clerk in Seattle, I can convince my customer to buy other products. So, customer, come here. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
My name is Luca.
Luca, nice to meet you. I'm Antonio. I'm the best clerk in the Barcelona. Sorry, not Seattle. We are in Barcelona. So I noticed that you want to buy something in this product. You are interested in some product.
Yeah, sure. I'm very interested.
So can you pass your selection?
Sure.
Can. Okay. So now here, I have the selection of the customer. And then, because I can read your mind and also I can read your pocket, I noticed that you have a lot of money that you want to spend in our store.
Yes, you're
so
a genius.
So why you don't, you have to buy also the Kevin Durant jersey? Say
why
yes.
Not? Yes, sure.
Very good. Okay. And finally, please give him the money now.
I don't have money. I have my NFC capability here.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. It's okay. So finally, we proceed to the payment. And as we said before, we just send this information to our SharePoint Online website.
Okay, now I am the store manager with my fantastic hat here, and I can go to...
Okay.
Antonio, bye. Yes. And I have my...
Aspetta.
Il numero è?
Cinque. So now I'm the store manager and want to real-time analyze my data. And I can do this in two ways. First of all, with a SharePoint online. And with SharePoint online, I have access to this website with all the products. I can see the list. Okay, I can see the list of the last transactions we have here. Okay, so you can see 1 minute ago, so there is, it is really real time, so I can see all the transactions, and I can see also the full list of transactions in my store. And I have also some view that my administrator provided me with, so I can make some filter by country or by product or also by date. So I can do a lot of analysis here. But I have also another more powerful means to do real data analysis, which is the Power View. So here I have my list of transactions in an Excel file, and I can go also on a dashboard. So here I can see all my sales trend month by month. I can see the trend here. I can see also my employee. And I can also filter for products, for example. And I can see who is selling more of that product in my store. And I can go also in this tab here, and I can see which is the most popular product in my store, so that I can manage what I have to buy in my store very easily, very interactive. And then here, I can see also who is the best employee on my store. And of course, is Antonio Marinelli. I don't know why, but he is the best employee of the store. But now, as we said before, I'm changing my hat, and I will become the big, big boss. So I will have a big, big hat. If I'm able to get it. I have it. Oh, voila. I have my fantastic hat. Sì, quello... La camera.
Questo con la camera.
Camera. Okay, so now let's imagine I want to make a big presentation to my board, and I want to do this presentation by means of UB Interactive software and by means of this pen. So I want to make a presentation using Kinect and this pen. So I project my PowerPoint, and I can move the presentation using my pen. And also, I can switch on the pen input here. Okay, and here I can highlight, for example, that Antonio Marinelli is really the best employee of the month because it was able to make this high peak here. But, you know, We are a very good company, and we want our sales to go in this way. We want to have a straight line here. And now we are in a crisis time, and Antonio Marinelli is not performing very well. His performance is decreasing. So I'm very sorry, Antonio, but you are fired. Thank you very much for working with us. Thank you very much. So let's switch back to the presentation. A clicker.
Okay. Come back serious in just for 2 minutes. Now here, if we imagine to put in a virtual balance our receipt all the ingredients. You can notice that the two main components are the UB Interactive software and the Microsoft Azure. We use also a lot of devices. We use, as you noticed, the Office 365, but the most important information here is that we developed just a few lines of code. So the effort is just the 3%. We talked often about the line of code. So let's take a look about the line of code. Here, there is just the code to implement the speech recognition. It's very easy. And for example, if you want to use the QR code scanning capability, you can use this one. And here, this is the code to implement the translation, just calling the Microsoft Translator service. And here, if you want to use the text-to-speech capability, you can use the first part of code if you are using the Windows Phone, because the Windows Phone has the API inside to do that. But you can also use the second part if you want to, if you have to use another devices. Here, if you want to use the NFC capability, you have to publish the information with just the first part of code, and then with the second one you can receive the information. And this is the code to push notification. As you see, it's very, very easy. It's very easy. And then lastly, you could use this one to publish the information in SharePoint Online. In this case, I use client-side object model, but you know you can use also the REST API to do the same things. Okay, now I'm pretty sure that you already noticed that we used only the Microsoft technology. But what happened if I put on my contrarian hat? Luca, what happened, for example, if we put the red hat?
Yeah, why couldn't I use any other operating system like iOS or Android or other cloud services or even a hybrid solution from the cloud services perspective?
Okay, that's why. Because just in 7 days, we developed all this stuff.
And also from the devices perspective, because we can fully manage Windows 8.1 devices and we can put security at the highest level with these kind of devices. So we went on several things. We went on a new solution to make any surface a touch surface. We have seen how to integrate the cloud services and the Windows devices. So now we want just to mention that in Italy we have a Microsoft Technology Center, an MTC, which is a great environment where we can show our customer all our technologies. We have several environments from the device showcase to the briefing suite. We have a lot of devices over there, and we're very happy and very proud to say that we deployed the retail store, the Conto Sport retail store scenario in MTC Italy. So if it happens to you to be in Italy, please join us at MTC. And now, Antonio, we would like to get the metaphor of the sport, and we'd like to say that it's time to play together and to make more business together. So, Antonio, take the ball.
Oh, opa. All right.
It's very good, Antonio. Very good.
Yes! Mamma mia! Tie the
sucker off! Ricordati la doppia finestra.
So now, before announcing the 8 winners, we'd like to thank you very, very much for attending. Thank you very much.